That was Knox through a translator. International law analyst Mark Ellis says he was impressed with the statements from both Knox and her former boyfriend.
I thought both of them, under these extraordinary circumstances, really presented a very compelling closing remarks.
The eight jurors in the case could have their decision later today. We'll hear more testimony today about the efforts to revive Michael Jackson on the day he died at the manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray. True TV correspondent Beth Kara says police detectives who spoke to Dr. Murray at the hospital may take the stand.
Coming up in the days to come will be the coroner, and the coroner's investigator will hear what their investigation and their testing and the autopsy showed.
U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is in Israel to try to jumpstart peace talks with the Palestinians. Panetta says Israel needs to improve its relations with neighboring countries and says Israel is becoming isolated in the region. The Cardinals beat the Phillies 5-4 in Game 2 of their National League Division Series after falling behind 4-0. St. Louis manager Tony La Russa says his team never gave up.
We keep it so simple. You know, we just are going to play 9 come hell or high water. And the club has been so consistent about that.
Also Sunday, the Brewers won in their division series against the Diamondbacks, and the Tigers beat the Yankees. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Gingerbread Man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Ooh.
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that frosting.
Thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event starting Friday and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Congress and the White House are actively working to lure foreign visitors to the United States, hoping they will spend lots of money once they arrive. Reports say they're actively luring shoppers from cash-rich countries such as India, China, and Brazil with coupons, beauty pageants, even promises of visa reform. The National Retail Federation says the overtures likely will translate into 1.3 million new jobs and more than $850 billion for the U.S. economy over the next decade. More international travelers coming to the U.S. means more hotel bookings. That's a big reason. The U.S. is remaining in economic doldrums, but average hotel prices have returned to near pre-recession levels. Smith Travel Research finds room rates averaging $107 a night across the nation in September. In March 2008, shortly before the wheels came off the economic bus, the rate was $110 a night. Word of larger-than-projected deficits in Greece have sunk global markets 2%. S&P futures are down 5%. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-8.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, everybody. It is Monday, and I am Tony Trupiano. As always, an honor to be invited into your life every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW. Truly an honor. I mean that sincerely. I want to start this morning, before we even get to First Word, to let you know that I appreciate more than you know the mass amount of emails I get off of the air from those of you who are just connected to what it is we are collectively doing, that appreciate what we bring to the air on a daily basis. For, you know, so many of you get it, quote unquote. That this really truly is about building a movement, and that the best work we have to do is in front of us. That's the best, the very best part about doing this program, is we know the best work we are going to do we have not done yet. And that is both an immense responsibility and what gets me out of bed every morning, and just thrilled to really be a part of that. So I want to thank all of you very, very much for. And oh, again, the common way you've gone about staying connected to me and reaching out to me, and I do appreciate that more than you know, truly I do. Anyway, we've got a great show lineup for you today. State Representative Harvey Santana will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour, as he is every month, and we'll look forward. You know, there's never a lack of energy and excitement and good information when the representative is with us, and so we will look forward to that. We're going to talk about that series of anti-union bills that were proposed in the legislature last week by Representative Posthumous Lyons, and it's just bad stuff, really bad stuff. But it's not all bad news, and so we'll look forward to having Harvey on at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, Mark Brewer will be with us from the Michigan Democratic Party. Amongst the things we will talk about is Governor Snyder's recent trip to China and continuing to see no jobs. In fact, we will find out later this week what the unemployment rate is for September. And I'm betting, and I hate to even do this, but I'm betting it's going to be higher than the 11.2% we are experiencing right now. All right, here we go.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the First Word with Tony.
Today's first word is race, and we're going to get into racism in just a moment. But race, again, can have multiple definitions. Race, is it about getting somewhere quicker, about racing someone? Or, you know, is it truly going back to the age-old argument that race is about a division? How do you define race, and maybe that they can be all juxtaposed into one, maybe not too terribly finite a definition, but maybe we don't need it to be finite. Maybe it's better off that it is an infinite. With that said, we will discuss and really explore, especially in this first hour, race. And so we'll begin our first shift program with our first word, race. And that's that. And happy Monday morning again. Jeffrey, good morning to you. Pretty exceptional weekend in the wild world of sports. Although I got to tell you, from a Michigander standpoint, it's like Mother Nature decided, yep, it's October 1st. Let's turn the thermostat way down. Did you turn your heat on yet?
No, I actually like it during the summer because it was just so hot. Now it's actually nice. I have like, you know, 7 blankets, and I'd rather just be cold than I'd rather be, you know, sweating and dying.
Well, I get that, but, man, it was cold, cold.
Yeah, it was. It was, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, on Saturday, I went down to Ann Arbor and hung out before the game at some tailgating events, and I like, you know, I had like 7 pairs of pants on and 3 shirts, and I, you know, I'm standing around fine, and everyone's kind of like, man, it's cold, and what are you talking about? I'm having a good time, so.
You're exaggerating with 7 pairs of pants.
Yeah.
I'm taking it, okay.
Yeah, not 7 exactly. You know, I've been in 4 or 5, something like that.
All right, I'll leave that alone.
Why? What's wrong with that? I like to layer.
Are you really comfortable with 5 pair of pants on?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah.
Okay, to each their own. Well, that's fine. I mean, again, to each their own. To me, that's not comfortable, but...
Well, it is when you're not freezing and everyone else is.
Well, they just didn't dress appropriately.
Right, they didn't layer.
I don't know that you need 5 layers of pants, but again, to each their own. And obviously, you know, you must have different size clothing to get 5 pairs of pants to fit you.
Right, yeah, and they're not all like jeans. I didn't wear 7 pairs of jeans.
That would be really weird.
That would be. I would need the pockets, though. Anyway, let's move on. The sports scene was great, right?
Well, it was a pretty exceptional weekend if you are a sports fan. Michigan State both winning. Michigan State offensively looked awful, defensively looked amazing. I just don't get where Mark D'Antonio's going. Well, I don't understand what he's got this year. I really don't get this Michigan State team this year. I don't know if they're real or not.
I the only thing I don't know if it's real or not is their defense. Because I don't know if Ohio State made them look good, but I know that they, before the game, they were statistically ranked one of the top defenses. They haven't played anyone, so I don't know how good their defense is. Their offense is really, it should be much better, but their offensive line is so young and hurt that they can't take advantage of the weapons that they have. I mean, really, they've got 2 of the finest wide receivers in the country and 3 of the best running backs, so you would think that they'd just be an offensive juggernaut. They have no way to keep people out of their backfield, though, because the offensive line is so young, inexperienced, and hurt.
Yeah, well, I watched quite a bit of that game, and just was and I like it when they give us the 2 games at 2 different times instead
Me
of having
too.
Them both on at the same time. So it was kind of neat to be able to watch both games. The Michigan game actually got boring. I mean, at some point, I don't mean to sound rude, but.
No, it really was. I mean, that's not rude at all. I mean, you're just beating it the heck out of a team. And the fact is that their best player wasn't on the field. It really reminds me, and not to say that Minnesota is the Indianapolis Colts, but the difference between the Colts with Manning and without Manning and the Gophers without Marquise Gray and with him is just night and day, 2 different teams. Not that Michigan wouldn't have, I mean, they would have beat them still, but not by that much.
Yeah, it was, you know, again, it just got to a certain point. You just went, well, you know, how are they going to score? How will they creatively score this time? And it was really interesting because you can actually, Brady Hoke has done an interesting thing with this team during the game is he actually works on stuff during the game. You can tell last week he tried to work on the passing game and he really didn't want to get off that. So he stuck with it. He didn't have to. They probably would have scored more points last week than they did. This week, obviously, everything was in sync, so he threw everything out there. I mean, it was almost like they had a scrimmage against, you know, the high school team or something. But you could tell that he was working on different schemes, and he was throwing different stuff out there. I think that, and part of the reason he did that is, of course, the upcoming competition now has a more difficult time preparing for them.
Well, yeah, and you know, Michigan fans have been clamoring to see Devin Gardner play, so they got what they wanted in a blowout quite like this, and it's interesting to see them both on the field at the same time. to see what they can bring to the table. I still don't think that that's going to be an option, though, deep into the Big Ten season.
Do you think Devin Gardner was having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
It was fun to watch him.
Yeah. I think he proved, though, that, you know, you saw the difference between some of these teams with their number one quarterbacks, and then if they get hurt, you know, the difference between their number ones and then their backups. I think Michigan's pretty lucky that if they do get a situation where they need to go to Devin, that the drop-off isn't that far.
No, it really isn't, and I obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously. In my opinion, Devin Gardner's a much better throwing quarterback than Denard Robinson, who I have no confidence in his arm. I really don't.
No, you've made no secret about that.
Well, again, he's not a good throwing quarterback. Is he a threat? Yeah, he's a threat, but he's not. I don't take him seriously when I know they need to pass. I just don't take him seriously. Although I give him credit because they're working. Obviously, they're working on him and with him. This is a kid that will not graduate college and be drafted as a quarterback. That's clear.
As of right now, you're right.
No, I mean, he doesn't have that much more time. He's a senior next year, right?
Yes.
And he'll be a legitimate senior. He won't get a fifth year, will he?
No, he's, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's interesting. I've always thought, especially in college football, when you're recruiting quarterbacks, and of course the bigger programs, the storied programs, have no problem attracting real talent at quarterback. You know, you get a situation at Michigan where, you know, again, Devin Gardner is probably a starter on most any other team. Obviously, Michigan, you know, and this happens a lot in a lot of programs where you've got a great, and kind of flying in the face of what you were just saying, but a lot of the more storied programs really do have a really great number two quarterback, and these guys don't really get much of a chance to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, even these days, though, the great backup quarterbacks are going to, they want to play right away. They want to go to the MAC. They want to go to the smaller schools because, you know, if you win your conference, you get an undefeated season. You can still make a name for yourself if you end up at a Boise instead of in Oklahoma or something.
Isn't it safe to say that a lot of these guys obviously are playing football because they're looking to go pro to make money? Isn't that fair?
Yeah. And that's the farce of it all, because NCAA wants you to think it's all about the student-athlete. They're thinking about the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely they're thinking about the NFL, and that's what they should be thinking. They get one shot at it. They should take advantage of it. I don't have any problem with that at all. In fact, I think they should start playing these kids so we can remove that veil of bullcrap. Anyway, we'll obviously Lions and Tigers this weekend. Interesting weekend if you're a sports fan, like we said. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and take a look at that. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us.
First Chance with Tony Truppiano.
They want to see two girls come together and have a mud wrestling fight. And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Truppiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Virge Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Ship.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Ship with Tony Truppiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Well, things are looking good on the freeways right now. Traffic volumes are light and moving at posted speeds. The Southfield Freeway has reopened in that stretch between Grand River and the Lodge, so that definitely is a very nice thing. No lane closures at all for the moment. We might see some during the daytime, but really nothing going on during drive time. So I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Slight chance for a shower in there, too. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. But then tomorrow starts the beginning of a group of wonderful days. Mostly sunny, a high near 71. Going to be dry all week, highs in the 70s. Right now it's overcast and 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport. More First Ship coming up after this.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us, love us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday program. Let's start with the Detroit Tigers. Jeff, obviously Friday night, and I'm just going to tell you up front, they, in my opinion, they should have never played the game on Friday night. I understand why they did it. It wasn't raining when the game started, but it rained pretty quickly. The players said they couldn't even see the ball. It was raining so hard. It was raining very hard. You could see the water was puddling up everywhere. Can you fathom why they continued, even though they called the game in the second inning, why they continued when they knew full well they've got the radar that they were not going to get this game in?
I don't know that they, if they could say something right now, that they would say, well, we didn't know that it was going to be as bad. Because according to what Leland said over the weekend is they saw the weather report. They thought it was going to blow by. They didn't think it was going to be as much of a downpour as it was. At least that's what they told him. And so they didn't believe the weather reports, or they just didn't know how bad it was going to be. But you're right. I was watching the game in second inning. It's like they had a lake right there in front of the home plate. Like, you could not even see the ground. It was just a big puddle. And I'm thinking, wow, like, just lay a bunt down and it'll get lost in that lake.
Well, they certainly, okay, so they didn't, you know, they got to the bottom of the second inning. All that said, we fast forward to Saturday. They pick the game up from there. And I understand, for those that don't understand, they have different rules in the postseason than they do during the regular season. So, you know, they picked the game up from where they stopped instead of starting the game all over again. Now, what was interesting to me was, and I guess I understand why they didn't put Sabathia and Verlander back out there the next day. Although at some level you had to wonder, could these guys have pitched? I mean, they barely used their arms the day before.
Man, it's just something that's not done. So, yeah, it doesn't matter to me. They come back here, you know, 1-1, and then now you get Verlander tonight. I don't know if Sabathia is going for them or not.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, because there was reports that they might hold him off to game four, which I didn't understand. But anyway, so you get that matchup tonight. And the only thing is if it goes five games, it'll be interesting to see if they use them in game five.
Well, the report this morning, which I thought was rather odd, was that if Verlander's used in Game 5, it would be in a reliever capacity.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense because, you know, if you get to a point where, let's see, I guess, what, Fister might start that game? and you need, you know, you need to get an inning or two, and it's a close game or it's tied or whatever, yeah, Verlander for two innings would be pretty nice.
All right, so let's just break this down for a minute very quickly here. Pfister did not look great on Saturday. I think we can all agree on that. Valverde didn't look great. Albuquerque didn't look great. It almost felt to me like our team's a little bit intimidated by the Yankees.
Scherzer wasn't, though. I like the way Scherzer pitched yesterday. No hitter through five.
Right, but I'm saying...
Yeah, there was a little bit of intimidation going on, but, you know, they stepped up in game two. I just couldn't believe they looked that bad against Nova. I don't know that Nova is quite that good. So you're right. Maybe it was the, you know, first game Yankee Stadium and the entire intimidation. At least in game two, they settled down and looked much better.
Well, you know, Miguel Cabrera looked amazing. He had just an amazing weekend. Obviously, if this is what we have to look forward to, and in fact, yesterday both Miguel Cabrera and Victor Martinez were critical to winning yesterday's game, which got interesting in the ninth inning, which we shouldn't, I guess, couldn't come as a complete surprise, as Jose Valverde, you know, likes to make us, you know, live on the edge. We did, but not like the Lions made us live on the edge yesterday. We're going to get to that in just a second. So we don't get an off day. Do you think that affects either team?
Well, yeah, it affects both teams, but equally. So, I mean, the thing with the rainout, I think, is that you only get you will only see Sabathia once. And I thought coming into the season or into the series that the Tigers 2, 3, and 4 were much better than the Yankees 2, 3, and 4. So I thought, yeah, it'll help the Tigers out. We'll see if that's the case or not. So not having a day off, I think negatively affects both teams. You might see some sloppiness in tonight's game, but good thing that the two aces are on the mound then.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, the game is at 8:30, which is a little later than we would normally be playing the game. But, of course, it's all about the ratings. It's all about prime time. Again, on TBS, right?
Yes, I do believe the entire first, the ALDS and NLDS is on TBS or TNT, depending on which game it is.
Gotcha. All right, so let's quickly turn our attention to the Detroit Lions. Now, I will be honest with you, and my son Anthony will tell you, I was not feeling good about this game yesterday. Got to halftime, and, you know, not that, you know, I didn't forget what happened last week in Minnesota. But you say to yourself, at least I said to myself, there's no way they can do this 2 weeks in a row. I was wrong, obviously. There's what amazes me about yesterday's, about the season to this point. We have not seen the Lions put together, with the exception of the Kansas City game a little bit. We haven't seemed to see them put four quarters of football together where they're using everything they have to its advantage. I think that ultimately is good news for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, but I don't know that you're going to see that for a lot, maybe not all season, because it seems like they go through the first half of most games trying to feel out the other team and see what they're going to give them. So they play vanilla, and the other team gives them their best punch. And then the second half, they come out and they say, okay, well, this is what they did in this situation, so we're doing this. Like, they make the adjustment, and the other team is still like, wait a minute, this worked in the first half. Why isn't it working in the second half? And then the Lions end up, you know, doing much better. And I thought the defense played bend but don't break. Well, they kind of got broke a little bit in the first half. But in the second half, they carried them. Like, the defense played almost better than the offense.
Well, they did. In fact, without the defense, without 14 points, and again, you stop and think about the likelihood of having two pick sixes in two consecutive drives. That just doesn't happen.
I was making a joke the entire time we were watching the game. I'm like, we just need a pick six to get back in this. And when it happened once, I was like, there it is. Thank goodness, you know. And then when the second one happened, I go, that's it. This game's going to be 31-30. Like, I just had a feeling that they were going to, that once the Cowboys had 30 points, it was 31-30, and Calvin was going to catch the final two touchdowns. And I actually got Calvin catching the final two touchdowns right, but it was actually 34-30. They've snuck a field goal in there on me. But I had the feeling in the second half, like, this is the Lions game.
Well, Jim Schwartz couldn't wait till after the game, you know, and for those that didn't watch any of the pregame festivities or didn't read about it, the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys had said that, you know, basically had said that their wide receivers were better than Kelvin Johnson. I mean, that's basically what he said. We practice against better than that every day. And Jim Schwartz, in fact, do you have that sound?
We have a couple of line reactions, but it does start with Jim Schwartz reacting to what Rob Ryan had to say.
All right, let's hear it.
Indulge me for a second. I'm just glad that the third best receiver on their team is on our team.
Calvin just kind of looked at me, gave me the, told me to throw it up, and that's a good enough sign for me. He had good position on him. I threw a ball up there, and he went and got it. It's just what he does.
You come out here on this big stage, you know, and do what we did, especially, I guess, after the comments they made, you know. Go out here and beat them the way we did, you know. That was big for us, you know, to start off 4-0, you know, to come out clean this first quarter of the season, you know. That was huge.
All right, and Detroit Lions win up 4-0 on the season. They have Sunday off, but they play Monday at home against the Chicago Bears. Should be interesting. When we come back, racism in Detroit. Is it holding us back? And is it a conversation we need to have, or is it something we need to let go? We'll take the break and be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Total traffic update brought to you by the Michigan Lottery. Things are looking good in the freeways right now. Just a reminder that M59 westbound, that ramp to southbound 75 is currently closed. The eastbound side is closed to northbound. I'm Russ with traffic.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your 6th beverage is free. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66, slight chance for a shower in there as well. Gusty winds of the northwest continuing. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, it looks fantastic. Mostly sunny, a high near 71. Going to be in the 70s all week and sunny. Right now, it's overcast and 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. A dilapidated bridge in Minneapolis was the backdrop for a rally on Thursday intended to push President Barack Obama's jobs bill. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis was joined by Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback and Minnesota Representative Betty McCollum to push for a greater investment in the nation's crumbling infrastructure. McCollum called on the Tea Party representatives in the House to step up and invest in America's future.
We can't do it alone. We need the Tea Party Republicans to realize they can't do it alone either. We have to do it together.
McCollum said the jobs bill is an opportunity to not only reinforce the infrastructure, but also to create much-needed jobs that will put money in the pockets of consumers and get the economy moving again.
The president has given us an opportunity with the Jobs Act to build the infrastructure we need for commerce, to build the infrastructure that we need to compete globally.
The Federal Workers Alliance is a coalition of 22 unions representing more than 300,000 workers. As Doug Cunningham reports, the alliance is forming its own super committee to defend jobs and public services.
FWA Chair Bill Dugan says the alliance is fighting to defend vital services and jobs against irresponsible cuts as the Congressional Debt Super Committee considers deep cuts. Dugan says austerity is not the way to pay down the federal debt. Full employment, combined with slightly higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations, is a better way to resolve both the debt issue and the jobs crisis.
I just have a hard time seeing how reducing a workforce, laying off an additional 200,000, 300,000 or more federal workers, how that's going to help the economy. How is that going to help us to begin to pay down the debt?
Dugan says that slashing billions of dollars from the federal budget could cripple vital services while wiping out badly needed good jobs.
The wealth of services that the government provides, every person in this country has grown to depend on year after year, day after day. So that's why this fight is really more than just the fight of federal unions. This is the fight of every taxpayer in this country.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, two articles, opinion pieces in yesterday's Detroit Free Press. One of them by Rochelle Riley, titled Region's Racism is Roadblock to Detroit's Rebirth. One by Ron Zwankowski, titled Confronting Metro Detroit's Race Issues, Key to Moving Past Them. And it got me to thinking. It really did get me to thinking as we look at and are frustrated by the lack of progress. We certainly can look at economic factors and understand why we're not moving Detroit ahead quicker than we are. That certainly makes sense in a modern context. But you also have to wonder about investment and those that do the investing and whether or not they believe, and I'm talking about outsiders believe, that the community, the Metropolitan Detroit, the Southeast Michigan community, has forgiven itself or recognized what it has done from a race relations standpoint. And it does get one wondering, have we dealt with the wounds of the past? And is that even possible? Is it possible to move beyond the riots? Is it realistic to think that we will forgive and forget, or try to in some way fashion an understanding where we have some full understanding as to what it is going to take, the partnership it will take in order for us to move forward as a region? I have often said in all my incarnations in radio that so goes Detroit, so goes Michigan. Now, I've gotten pushback from that from time to time, but I do believe that's true. Certainly, if anybody does any traveling, and I don't do much anymore, I used to do much more than I do now. When you tell people you're from Detroit, you get a certain reaction that isn't necessarily complimentary. People have, again, this notion that we have not moved on, that Detroit is nothing but a scary place that you don't really want to be hanging out at. Now, there are parts of the city where that's absolutely true. There's no question about that. There are other parts of the city that have done well, but they could be doing better, and the city could be doing better. So both of these articles ask the same question, and that is, are we still so divided racially that we can't move forward as a region? Now, our first shift Facebook poll question of the day is very simple. Do you believe that race still plays a role in delaying the rebirth and growth of Detroit? Do you believe that race still plays a role in delaying the rebirth and growth of Detroit? Now, you can, of course, feel free to go ahead and ring us up or to vote in the poll there, or you can ring us up at 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. It is my belief that we are still afraid of black people. I mean, white people are still afraid of black people for whatever those reasons might be. And I'm not legitimizing them or I'm not discounting them, but I do believe that it is true. And I believe that we need to continue to dialogue about it. Some say by talking about it, we only make it worse, so we keep dredging up stuff that's not going to change, which is the problem, of course. It's not going to change. I believe the more we dialogue about it, the better understanding we have, and then we can, you know, perhaps move on from it. There are commissions that are out there now. There are organizations that are out there now that are truly there to have the, quote-unquote, the discussion about race in Southeast Michigan and racism in Detroit. You know, you look at the numbers, and of course, we've seen a mass exodus from the city, and not just whites, but blacks as well. People are moving away from the city for a variety of reasons. One of them is there are no economic opportunities any longer. So you go into the suburbs, and hopefully you'll find better opportunity. Is it about the school system? We certainly have recounted on this show multiple times the difficulties with the Detroit public schools. And is there some racism involved in that? I assure you, if you go into the classroom in the Detroit public school, not all the teachers are black. I can promise you that's true. But how do we begin to heal and move on? Or is he even healing the right word? Maybe it's the wrong word. Again, 888-552-3595. We need to find a solution to this problem, and we need to move on. How do we do that? The number's out there. Let's go to the phones. Let's welcome Les in Detroit to First Shift. Good morning, Les. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Tony. This is a subject that a lot of my friends, we talk about the racism, that I guess the media perpetuates, that Detroit, that you show a welfare story and the person is black, you show violence, the person is black. You know, this is more than black people perpetrating violence in America. And that's what gets, you put the media gets in your head and it stays there. It perpetuates an image that's not really accurate. And this is a subject we need to talk about more. Just, we're not in a fight against, because I tell, people, I say, it's not about black. It's about evil.
Yeah.
Evil comes in all colors.
And we
need to fight evil instead of color. And that's what people do. They see a black person, they say, I first felt a tinge of racism when I was 18. I'm walking down the street, that's when Detroit was booming, Hudson was open, and all this other stuff. And I felt this sensation, Tony. And I'm strange. I'm 18 years old. I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling this strange tension and in my chest. I'm feeling it, And the closer I got to these two little white ladies, the more I felt it. And they were fair. When I got past, they started clutching each other, and I felt the fear coming from them. Mm. They didn't know me. I'm a nice guy. I stayed next to an Italian family. They was cool to us. He went to Superior Potato Chips. He used to bring us, carry some chips home on the weekend. So my experience with white people, good, bad. Some I'm good, some I'm bad.
How did that feel to you personally when these two women were afraid of you just because of the color of your skin?
Well, I didn't, 18, your mind is, flicking on, young girls, and you're not really thinking about, is she afraid of me? I said, I'm thinking about it over the years, they were just afraid of me because I was black. They didn't know me. They just, they see the stories in the paper, in the news about black people, murderers, rapists, and all this other, negative connotations, and they take it to heart. They got it's all about an individual. And when we first moved over on the southwest side of northwest side of Detroit, we said it was a predominantly white area. By 1971, when I graduated from high school, man, this was just almost like they moved the trucks in at night and everybody moved out.
And
we weren't asking people to move out. Treat us like I'm going to tell you the story. My mother used to do day work, and her employees asked her, what do black people want? She said, the same thing white people want. We want to raise our kids, give them a good education. And have them grow up to be productive citizens.
Man, isn't that just that's a perfectly legitimate, simple answer. That's great. What do black people want? The same thing white people want. I think that says more than anything else. Now, why don't white people believe that? That's the question. If we get to that answer, Les, I think we make progress. Thank you for your call. 888. Go ahead.
Yeah, you need to talk to the white people. Because we not to talk, because we're more accepting of white people than they are accepting of us.
No question that's true. By 1,000%, no question that's true, Les. Great call. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Bamani. Bamani, welcome back to First Shift, my friend.
How you doing, my friend? You okay?
I'm doing really well. I haven't heard from you in a while. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Just kind of moving and trying to keep myself involved in the political situation here in Detroit. There's a lot going on. I'm a little disappointed about the recall and stuff, you know. So
that's all right. We just got to keep moving on. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, well, one of the things I want to say about racism in Detroit, I think that, I remember talking to one white guy a few years ago, and he said that if black people knew about their history and everything and they taught it in the schools, all it would do is cause trouble for the rest of the people here. And I really do think there's not enough information about African history and African-American history in all the history books. I mean, not just a few lines about Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or something. I think that they need to give more information about our history the way they give around about all world history. You know, just kind of tell the truth. I mean, you know, when I was in fifth grade, they talked about Egypt being the cradle of civilization. Of course, it was nothing but pictures of white people, Elizabeth Taylor, Yul Brynner. But by going to Egypt, I found out that the people there were black people. And I think they need to tell people the truth. And I think if they tell people the truth, then they'll feel like they're just as equal. As long as they tell lies and continue to leave us out, then they'll continue to think that black people are.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that some of this, and perhaps half, if not more, needs to come from education, from the school system. There's no question. We got to take the quick break here. Thank you for your call. All right, okay. The question's out there, folks. How do we heal from this? How do we move on? Education is one way. I think that the Les's call when he said, you know, the black people want what white people want, and that's true. It's no different. 888-552-3595. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Truppiano on Twitter. Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, the new president of the Michigan Education Association, Stephen Cook. Why don't the teachers just finally say, enough's enough, we're going to strike?
It's not off the table, but it's just not something that teachers want to do. They want to teach. They don't want to strike. I think they're, in many respects, asking the MEA on their behalf and with their assistance, certainly, to deal with some of these folks.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on 1310 WDTW.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, Tony Tribbiano back with you. The question is out there. You know, do we live in a racist society? And from where I'm sitting, the answer is yes. Is racism holding back rebirth and growth in the city of Detroit? From where I'm sitting, the answer is yes. I don't think white people understand, especially white people, don't understand the burden that minorities have to carry. I don't think they care. I don't think that they're honest about it. I think that a lot of them talk a good game, but don't really necessarily act a good game. And that's just been my experience over the years. I still know a lot of racist people that don't even realize how racist they are, which is a scary proposition, but it is quite true. It is quite true. And so I ask the question one more time. You know, how do we move on? Is it an ongoing dialogue? I think it is. I think that, as Bomani said, part of it has to be through education. To all peoples. This isn't just about educating blacks about their history. It's about educating everybody about black history. And not about just Black History Month either. You know, our history books are woefully inadequate. You know, we've spoken on the show about, you know, the labor movement in this country is ignored in our history books, and it is an amazingly important part of American history, yet we ignore it. We still live in societies. We still live in communities that are segregated. In the piece that Rochelle Riley did in the Free Press, she writes about a woman named Sylvia Becker Hill, who moved from Germany to Rochester Hills, and she was astounded by the racism she saw moving here. Now, keeping in mind that she grew up in Germany, where they were taught to not be proud of their heritage because of what happened with the Jews. And it wasn't until she came here that she learned to be proud of her heritage. You know, is that part of it? We're just not, you know, just certain minorities are not proud of their heritage. Nobody should have to walk through town with their head down. Nobody should have to feel that just because of the color of their skin, they are immediately labeled as being something that they're not. You know, what did Les say? He was 18 years old. You know, his thoughts were to, you know, pretty young girls. That's what he was thinking about. Yet two older women see him, and they're literally clutching each other. They're afraid of him because of the color of his skin. Now, that was years ago. Is it any different today? And I still know people that won't go downtown to downtown Detroit because they're afraid to go down there. They don't need to be, but they are. And again, I'm not ignoring the fact that there are some neighborhoods that are extremely unsafe. But that's true for a lot of communities, not just the city of Detroit. The oppressed. The depressed. It's everywhere, and it's systemic. And if we talk again about growth and rebirth and recommitting to our communities about sustainability, about building something, then we have to continue to have the dialogue about race. We have to. It is critical. 888-552-3595. Stop and think about it. Folks, really stop and think about the opportunities that are never presented, or the things you've denied yourself because of your fear of race, of someone of another race. You know, my family and I went to dinner at Mexican Town a couple weeks ago. I was sharing that information with somebody last Wednesday or Thursday, and they said, aren't you afraid to go down there? Down where? I said, why would I be afraid to go to Mexican Town? Well, Southwest Detroit's really, there are gangs down there. Seriously? I mean, those people believe this. This stuff perpetuates itself. We need to start, I mean, we really do. We need to start having a dialogue and to continue that dialogue as best we can, as loud as we can, as long as we can, to turn this around. Anyway, very quickly, as many of you know, I posted this to the Facebook page on Saturday. And as you know, on October 1st, which was Saturday, thousands upon thousands of people lost their welfare benefits. This is very, very, very difficult stuff. WXYZ Channel 7 ran a report on Saturday, and this is what they had to say. Please listen. Listen loud and clear.
The advocates for the poor filed a lawsuit yesterday in federal court, and a judge is going to hear their case on Tuesday. They say that this is dangerous, that it puts thousands of families in a dangerous position where they can't support themselves. Hundreds gathered for three rallies this week. They say changes in Michigan's welfare system will hurt Michigan families.
I am so incredibly upset about what they're doing to these children. These children have no responsibility for anything, but they're cutting all the money off to these children.
Children like Kathleen Digassets. She has two and has been on welfare since her 10-year-old son was born. He is disabled and needs extra care.
It would be hard to hold a job. I mean, not too many employers are going to put up with you being absent a lot in the winter and fall and spring because my son's been sick for most of his life.
The state will still pay cash benefits for her son because he is disabled, but Digas says she's been told the $403 a month designated for her will stop coming as of today. The new rules limit able-bodied residents to 4 years on assistance. Digas is one of several who filed suit yesterday asking a federal judge to stop the changes. She says they leave her without enough income to meet her family's basic needs. Governor Rick Snyder says the stricter program will save the state $60 million a year and stop people from abusing the system.
Family Independence Program cash assistance was never intended to be a long-term support, but rather a safety net for those in need of temporary assistance.
Now these changes go into effect today because the new budget year starts, and that means there's also other cuts coming. For example, schools will see up to $300 per student in cuts effective today. Kim Russell, Channel 7, Action News.
Yeah, and so it begins. It begins. Now, tomorrow there is going to be in a courtroom, there will be a hearing that will take place as to whether or not these new rules are beyond harmful, which I believe that they are. I was shocked at the reaction my post on the Facebook page got on Saturday. We got a ton of response. And it's mostly because most of us know this is unfair and it's wrong. I realize, and I listened to what Maura Corrigan, the Department of Health and Human Services, had to say for the state of Michigan. I realize it was not meant for long-term care. But there are thousands of people in this economy that desperately need that $400 a month. What message are we sending to children? That's the question. A quick break here. We come back. State Representative Harvey Santana will join us. I'm Tony Truppiano. Russ is coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. We'll take the break and we'll be back. Stay with us.
Please. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Not seeing any problems up there on the freeways as of yet. We are accident-free still, and there's really not enough traffic out there to cause any slowdowns out there, even around the 75-696 interchange. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Slight chance of a shower in there as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 70s. 70s. Right now it's overcast and 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, Amanda Knox made an emotional plea to an Italian court to have her murder conviction overturned. She spoke in Italian during her final statement today. Knox talked about the night her roommate, Meredith Kircher, was killed.
And if I had been there that evening, I would be dead as well. Like she was. The only difference is that I wasn't there. I was at Raffaele's.
International legal analyst Mark Ellis says the attorney for Knox and her former boyfriend focused on the lack of evidence.
In the end remarks, he said, this is an opportunity for the court to re-examine the evidence, to find that there is in fact doubt, and reasonable doubt, about the evidence that was presented at the trial level.
The jury of eight could have its verdict later today. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Israel must improve its relationship with countries in the Middle East. Panetta arrived in Israel today to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders to try to restart peace talks. Jurors in the Conrad Murray manslaughter trial will hear testimony today about the efforts to save Michael Jackson's life. True TV correspondent Beth Kara says Dr. Rochelle Cooper, the UCLA emergency room doctor who pronounced Jackson dead, will finish her testimony today.
Now, after Dr. Cooper, we could hear from another member of that team she had assembled. One of the residents had briefly spoken to Dr. Murray to get some of the history of Michael Jackson. We could hear from her. Also, detectives were coming to the hospital, some of whom spoke briefly to Dr. Murray. We could hear from the detectives.
Three men will share this year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, including American Bruce Beutler. They were honored for revolutionizing the understanding of the immune system. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
With everyone working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. Not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you could host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from a computer or iPad. And now they can join from the iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. Download the free app and start joining GoToMeeting sessions or host your own meetings with a free 45-day trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45.
Since the 2008 financial crisis began, the FDIC has forced hundreds of failed banks to close down. But two locales are shutting their doors now, and it's a sign of hope. Wall Street Journal says the FDIC is now closing down two of its three temporary field offices it set up 3 years ago to handle the deluge of bank failures. It's being seen as a sign bank failures finally may be waning. Markets sure don't look good this first day of the market's fourth quarter. Asian and European markets fallen about 2% each. Following word, Greece's deficits are growing beyond previous estimates. S&P futures are down 3, NASDAQ futures down 11. If you heard that the National Retail Federation was lobbying Washington for policy changes to visas, maybe you would assume they mean the credit card. But the group is pushing changes to visas for international travelers in hopes of luring more of them here to shop. And reports say Congress and the White House are now promising visa changes to international tourists. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing zero, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, gingerbread man, you seem pretty burned. Acapulco?
I wish. I got burned in the old oven again.
Woo!
Faulty thermostat, uneven heat. Hand me the lotion.
Okay, except you know that frosting.
I thought it tasted pretty good.
Time for a new stove? Come to the Sears Holiday Preheat event starting Friday and save up to 20% on all Kenmore, up to 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 10% off all appliances with your Sears card. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 20%. Whirlpool and KitchenAid from 5 to 10%. Offer valid 10-7-2011 to 10-11-2011.
Perlman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That will free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert...
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this second of our 3 hours in this Monday morning First Shift program. And I know you're all anxious to get to our guests, we'll do that in just one moment. I want to remind you, if you want to join us at any time throughout the show, certainly this hour, feel free to do that. The number 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, via email, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, of course, last but not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. And, guys, give me my intro. We'll get going. No intro today? Then I'll just do it the old-fashioned way. Joining me now, as he does every month, at this time, is State Representative Harvey Santana. Harvey, pleasure to have you back. We missed you last month. We did the September 11th retrospective, and so I appreciate you understanding the change of schedule. But it's great to have you back in October. And the man, who would have thought the time is just flying by?
I'll tell you, good morning, Tony. Good morning to all the listeners out there, and looking forward to having a good conversation with you all today. And it's a great day. The days are darker earlier, man.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year. I said when we started the show today, I think Mother Nature said on Saturday, well, it's October 1st, let's turn the thermostat way down, because it was a chilly, chilly weekend between the temperatures and the wind. Although, you know, if you're into football, on Friday night, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would have wanted to been out there to watch football, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you, you know, I woke up Sunday, or what was it? Saturday. We went Saturday to the M39 grand opening, and I had to put on a coat. It was cold out there, man. People were shivering, and that's my opening remarks. I said, you know you're a Michigander when you're in the middle of a freeway in cold weather, hurrying up for this freeway to open.
Well, it let me just turn it a little bit serious here, because it reminds me, Saturday was October 1st, as you're well aware. The Republicans and the legislature decided to eliminate welfare benefits. So we know that home health or home heating credits are going away soon. We also know food assistance programs are going to disappear for a lot of people. I think this is inhumane. I think it's un-American what's happening. I know that there's a lawsuit that was filed that's challenging this. That'll be heard by a judge tomorrow. But, you know, Harvey, it just seems to me that this is just the wrong time to be doing something like this. And this economy, I understand welfare was not there. I understand there are people that abuse it. I understand there are people who have been on it for 10 years or more. But I also understand the vast majority of people that utilize both welfare and food assistance are not necessarily, the vast majority of them are in need of this, Harvey. This was not some kind of free ride for them.
No, I agree with you, Tony. Let's start off by saying first, you know, welfare was never intended to become a lifestyle. And I don't think you'll find disagreement with that on either side of the aisle. It's a safety net program that was designed so that people who can't help themselves can get the help. And for people who happen to fall down, need to get back up, we can help them with that so they can get back on their feet, keep moving forward, and start winning. Are there abuses? Absolutely. But my question to the other side was, if you know where the abuses are, then why aren't we talking about that? Why are we talking about cutting people off so callously? I mean, there was never even a lead-in time. It was October 1st, that's it, you're caught off. And for a lot of people in this turbulent economy who have got to make the serious readjustment, it's going to be very, very hard. I got to tell you, every day, Tony, I get emails, I get phone calls about people who are looking for just the basics, food, shelter, clothing, things like this. We got a call from a woman who had 3 slices of bologna and 2 hot dogs in a refrigerator. And then it's just looking to get over until the next, you know, payday, which was like 4 days away. So a lot of the stuff that we're doing now as Detroit reps is just trying to get people the basic resources. But I'm hopeful that at some point the Republicans are going to look back at this and say, we screwed up. This wasn't the right way to do things. I mean, there was no lead-in period. There was no buffer at all, which is it's troubling.
Well, you know, we read, of course, that less than a 30-day, as you see, you called it a lead-in period, less than 30-day advance notice that these benefits would go away. Less than 30 days. A lot of people don't understand the letters they've received in the mail. A lot of these people don't have phones, so even though the caseworkers may have tried to reach out to them via telephone, it's not going to matter if you don't have one. And so I especially think Channel 7 ran a piece this weekend where there's a mother who can't work because she has a special needs child. Now, his money wasn't cut off, but her money was $403 a month. Most people say, well, what are you going to get for $403 a month? That's their lifeline. That $403, everything to that family. And it's gone. They have no way of recouping that money.
Tony, my wife does the grocery shopping in the family. And she comes home last night. She says, I spent $100 on groceries. I said, where are they? I mean, she had a handful of bags. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, where's the groceries? Groceries are expensive. And you got to be an extremely frugal shopper to go out there and spend the time. In some instances, you're going to spend about 2-3 hours in a grocery store just trying to save $50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And for the you know, here, I'll put it to you this way. I woke up this morning and had one of those moments where I said, Harvey, you're 39 years old. What do you got to show for it? That's a very scary question. You're 39 years old. What do you got to show for it? And, you know, different people have units of measurement. Some people consider it money, other people accomplishment, other people, you know, whatever. But I said to myself, you know, Harvey, you've done well. You got an education, you served your country in the military, you're now part of a small group of people that only a handful of people are chosen to go and be part of this group called the Michigan Legislature. And you get a good salary. And so I sit there and I say, now, if you're up here and you're doing all right, how about everybody below you? How are they doing? Because they're not doing that well. And I sit there and I say to myself, every time I make these decisions, every time we have these debates, Tony, I have in front of me the images of all the people that I serve. Because right now they're in trouble. I'm getting the calls. We got the emails. I didn't check my email this morning, but I got to tell you, there's probably at least 10 emails of people looking and asking, what do I do now?
That's a great question. And I don't mean to, and this may be unfair to you, but what do they do now, Representative Santana? I mean, you know, listen, where your district is, it's not Rochester Hills. You know, it's not Grosse Pointe. I mean, you know, Detroit is suffering more than than a lot of other communities. We began a conversation earlier today about race, and are we still so tied up in race that we don't see how clear it is that we need to help those that are in the city, that live in the city. Now they feel abandoned. You stop and think about all the people that have left the city, and you stop and think about what this does. This is going to force even more people out of the city of Detroit if they're fortunate enough to have family somewhere. Mm-hmm. God forbid that family be out of state. We lose more Michiganders in the process. What do they do now, Representative?
Well, I'll tell you, I saw on TV there's a number 211, 211 with the United Way. They're taking calls, and they're giving people different type of resources. Then they've got they can always resort to their churches, nonprofits, you know, in their local area, or, you know, just the way things used to be, rely on your family to help you get through this thing. But people are going to have to get extremely creative with the help that they create for themselves, because it's rough out there.
Yeah,
right,
because
now,
even the nonprofits and the churches and your family's stress. I mean, you know, you're right. The old-fashioned way is we come together, we help each other. But, you know, maybe I don't have it anymore. That's the other. And I know you don't have all the answers. I'm not trying to put this on you.
But this raises an interesting question in terms of political philosophy, because you got the Republicans that will tell you need to tighten your belt. Well, what has happened when you've tightened your belt so much that you can't put another hole in the belt? There's no more room for it. I mean, you're done. You're at your wit's end. This little $400, I mean, is the budget deficit that bad that you have to cut $400 away from a family to the point where you're now going to see them suffer? But you weigh that against cutting education by $1 billion and then, you know, racking people's pensions up, you know, $800 million. I'm sorry, if I had to pay a little bit more tax to make sure that people were going to be all right during this difficult time, I would have been willing to do that.
Well, you know, and it seems to me, as I also read an article in Gongwer, on Friday, that the state revenues, are already projected to be up at least $200 million. If we're talking about saving $60 million, and we know that we're already going to have an extra $200 million that we weren't counting on, seems to me we can take that $60 million out of that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but then again, Tony, you got to remember, this is what happens when, you know, the other party's in control. I mean, we can advocate for it, and we're going to advocate for it. But by the same token, they're going to have to come back and say, look, we got to take care of these people right now during these difficult times.
Well, there's no question that we're going to take a break. We'll move on for this for now. I just, 211 was the number you'd put out there for those that are really struggling. I'm hoping and praying, actually, that we can see some clarity with this court hearing. But, you know, tomorrow is a key date for that. We come back. You know, not to be real negative, we got some positive stuff to get to as well, but we're going to take a look at a package of bills that many are considering to be anti-union legislation coming out of the legislature here in the state of Michigan. Harvey Santana is my guest. He is also very pro-union, so I would imagine his opinions on this will be something you'll want to hear. 888-552-3595 is the number. We'll take a quick break here on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Got an accident through the Lodge ramp southbound to southbound 75, so keep an eye out for that. Also noted for westbound at 8th Mile. We have an accident there on the shoulder. It's causing some delays back to 9 Mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Some gusty winds into the northwest around 26 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, fantastic, high in the lower 70s. Right now, it's overcast and 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears with top
brands and our price match guarantee. If you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience. Only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10/8.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift, Fox News is fair and balanced.
It's sleepy.
Healthcare is a privilege and not a right. We can work together to wipe out the middle class. Now when I count to three and snap my fingers, you'll awake confused and vote Republican.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. My guest, State Representative Harvey Santana. A lot to get to before we move on to our next topic, though. We do have a call, and I want to remind you all, if you do have a question or comment, feel free to ring us up, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Tom to the show. Tom, thanks for punching in this morning. You're on the air with Representative Santana.
And good morning to you, to the both of you. You know, in terms of what happened Saturday, those people who want assistance and their lifeline being cut off, the tragic thing is children are collateral damage, okay? And, you know, probably some, if not most of those people who want aid anyway, they genuinely needed it. I mean, you know, there are some of us who are not honest, and I mean, systems based on honesty, and they are the ones who have gotten to this point where everybody wants to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And, you know, I just think that, you know, the governor and all of those legislators up there who voted with him, they are that cold, insensitive, and cruel-hearted that you will be willing to, I mean, literally, almost kind of kill people to, you know, balance a budget and save a dollar bill. And I mean, you know, a human life is worth more than balancing a budget.
Well, Tom, you know, and I go back to what the UAW President Bob King says, budgets are moral documents. And you know, so taking that into account, you know, I also said on Friday that anybody who voted for this legislation will have blood on their hands because Representative Santana, how does this not turn into higher crime? How does this not turn into eventual death sentences for some of these folks that will actually absolutely have nowhere to turn? How does it not turn into that? You going to join us?
Oh, I thought you were talking to Tom. Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I spent the summer knocking on doors, and I knocked on this one door in the St. Suzanne neighborhood, and I went in the house, and I was talking to the senior citizen. All in all, government money that she has in, by the time she's done, she's got about $9 left after she's paid gas, water, all of that stuff. And so now you're going to cut this senior off of, you know, the system for her little $400. Now how she's going to make it? So now we're entering the winter months. It's going to get colder. The utility companies aren't allowed to shut your heater off. But by the same token, there's going to be a whole lot of suffering that takes place. And I know the conservative argument's going to be, and the ideology is, well, the community needs to, you know, take care of her. Well, the community is taking care of a whole lot right now.
Yeah, let's let me turn my attention, and Tom, thank you for your call. Let me turn my attention to a package of bills, House Bills 50, 23, 24, 25, and 26, basically labeled anti-union. I'm labeling, and here I'll hand this to your representative. Anti-union bills that were laid out by State Representative Lisa Posthumous Lyons that basically are I don't know designed to get rid of unions here in the state of Michigan. On top of the legislation that was proposed that would make it illegal for people to send emails from their work accounts for political or union activity, the fines on that are just absolutely ridiculous. $1,000 or a year in jail. It's clear to me that the Republicans are saying to themselves, Representative Santana, we have a very finite amount of time to just screw over as many people as we possibly can that don't agree with us. Can we stop this kind of nonsense?
Yes and no. But first, you ought to take into consideration who introduced this bill. This is the same person who was fed language for the item pricing bill. And she carried the water for the corporations to take those little stickers off of individual items. And when I proved them wrong, well, they didn't care. They voted the way they wanted to. Yeah, we can stop them next year. Next year, during the election, you can vote these guys out so that they don't do this kind of stuff. You know, in preparation, Tony, for this discussion, I spent the weekend reading, watching videos, listening to different debates on this subject. And I got to be honest with you. You know, on the other side, when you listen to how they construct the English language and they put all these words together, it sounds romantic. It sounds so beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah,
oh,
right.
I tell you, I mean, this is like the guy at the prom with his hand on the girl's knee. I mean, it is. It just sounds very, very attractive. But when you dig down deep into it, it falls apart when you start putting out basic facts. And I just got done reading Granholm's book, and the thing that struck me the most was this free fall, as she entitles one of her chapters. What we're competing against, Tony, is not organized labor. It's $1.54 an hour in a foreign country that doesn't have organized labor, that doesn't have health insurance, that doesn't have regulations to protect them from having, you know, a bad environment. It doesn't have any workplace worker rules or safety precautions. And basically what we're doing in this country, all these God-fearing, country-loving, patriotic, 4th of July flag-waving job creators have taken all of those jobs overseas, and they've exploited all of those folk. And now what they're saying is, you know what? If you want those jobs back, then you're going to have to agree to allow us to exploit you. Not as bad, but we're going to exploit you. That's exactly what this comes down to in my mind's eye. And without diving into the intricacies of you know, the bills, I could tell you, I don't see how they can win the debate. Because they're saying, well, it's organized labor, it's the cost of doing business in America is too high. No, it's not. Well, the cost of doing business in America is high because you guys have abandoned America, you job creators. So the question isn't, you know, is it too expensive? It's how greedy are you?
Yeah.
That's what the question is. How greedy are you? Because I know a lot of people right now that would love to go to work. But you know what? They don't want to go and get exploited. So when you start asking this question about, and I saw this debate on the Sunday morning bobblehead shows on TV, where this guy says, well, you know, it's a shame when people can be on public assistance and not have any incentive to go to a work, go to a job and work. Well, they're making more money on public assistance because these job creators have focused their attention on how to get as much as they can and exploit people as much as they can so that, you know, you figure you wake up in the morning, why am I going to go to a place that's going to do that to me?
Harvey, as we speak, there are members of the AFSCME union that are on food stamps.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. There are members of organized labor that are having to subsidize their living by being on food stamps. These are Republican ideas and values.
So what's the next idea and what's the next value? Everybody needs to volunteer?
Well, good question.
Everybody needs to do the job for free, and you ought to be glad that you have a profession? Is that the next plan? Yeah. Is that the next set of bills?
Let's take a quick break here. I'm going to come back and talk about this. Folks, I'd really appreciate if you've got a question or comment, especially as it relates to these this package of anti-union bills, to give us a call. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. We're also going to talk in this hour about the Holmes Youthful Training Act. Some good news coming along, so let's not think it's all negative. It's not all negative. Folks, we got a fight in front of us. The question is, can I engage you enough to get you involved? That's what I ask myself each and every day. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are definitely starting to heat up out there. Looking at an accident, 75 southbound at 9 Mile. It's on the shoulder, what's causing some Gawker delays back to around 12 Mile. 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75, that's backed up. That accident we did have out there, 94 westbound before 8 Mile, that has cleared. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower in there, a high near 66. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45, and then on Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 71. Right now, it's overcast and 51 degrees at the Trim Metro Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. A dilapidated bridge in Minneapolis was the backdrop for a rally on Thursday intended to push President Barack Obama's jobs bill. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis was joined by Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak and Minnesota Representative Betty McCollum to push for a greater investment in the nation's crumbling infrastructure. McCollum called on the Tea Party representatives in the House to step up and invest in America's future.
We can't do it alone. We need the Tea Party Republicans to realize they can't do it alone either. We have to do it together.
McCollum said the jobs bill is an opportunity to not only reinforce the infrastructure, but also to create much-needed jobs that will put money in the pockets of consumers and get the economy moving again.
The president has given us an opportunity with the Jobs Act to build the infrastructure we need for commerce, to build the infrastructure that we need to compete globally.
The Federal Workers Alliance is a coalition of 22 unions representing more than 300,000 workers. As Doug Cunningham reports, the alliance is forming its own super committee to defend jobs and public services.
FWA Chair Bill Dugan says the alliance is fighting to defend vital services and jobs against irresponsible cuts as the Congressional Debt Super Committee considers deep cuts. Dugan says austerity is not the way to pay down the federal debt. Full employment, combined with slightly higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations, is a better way to resolve both the debt issue and the jobs crisis.
I just
have a hard time seeing how reducing a workforce, laying off an additional 200,000, 300,000 or more federal workers, how that's going to help the economy. How is that going to help us to begin to pay down the debt?
Dugan says that slashing billions of dollars from the federal budget could cripple vital services while wiping out badly needed good jobs.
The wealth of services that the government provides, every person in this country has grown to depend on year after year, day after day. So that's why this fight is really more than just the fight of federal unions. This is the fight of every taxpayer in this country.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. State Representative Harvey Santana is my guest. He is with us the first Monday of every month. That happens to be this one. We are going to go back to the phones. I want to welcome Marianne in Southfield to First Shift. Marianne, good morning to you. You're on the air with State Representative Harvey Santana.
Good morning. I'm calling in because I never hear anybody talk about, you know, when it refers to jobs, our American jobs being moved overseas, talking about the time when my niece, who worked for Motorola, was our government paid Motorola $30,000 for her to be trained somebody in China to do her job. And then she came back here and had to find a different job. Now, that to me is like atrocious. Do I have that straight? Because that just seems like a crazy thing for a government to have done.
Marianne, through these fair trade agreements, unfortunately, what you're saying could very well be true. I don't know the specifics of that case, and Harvey, I would think you probably don't know the specifics of that one, but you know, one of the problems, and Marianne, thank you for your call. One of the problems with free trade agreements, as we know, Representative, is that they're not fair trade. They're not about fairness.
How can it be fair when U.S. auto companies, if you want to sell a car in Japan, not only do you have to sell the car there, you have to manufacture it, and they have to build everything over there that goes into that car.
Right, you have to give them your trade secrets.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. If I were in the Senate, the U.S. Senate, or if I were in the U.S. House of Representatives, I would be screaming at the top of the hill about this stuff because all we're doing is ripping ourselves off. We're ripping ourselves off, and we have a straight face about it. I mean, come on.
Now, there's no question that's true. Let's quickly go back to this series of bills that were introduced last week. Not a one of them does anything. In fact, not a one of them addresses a problem. They all create problems. And we've seen a real trend with the Republicans introducing legislation that don't address any of the problems we're having. The biggest one is we're not creating jobs here in the state of Michigan. At what point, I mean, you're there every day. Do you ever hear anybody say, you know, I've got a jobs retraining, and any Republicans say, I've got a jobs retraining program that I want to put out there? Anything at all?
No. What you see, Tony, is cookie-cutter legislation that is given to them. They don't get up in the morning and write legislation or think these things out or go and meet with their staff. They go to the email box and lo and behold, or they go to an ALEC website and lo and behold, there is a legislation. They cut it, they copy it, they paste it, they give it to the bill drafters. The bill drafters put it in a format, they introduce it, and lo and behold, you have an outside institution putting policy inside the Michigan House floor for debate. These guys aren't thinking of this all by themselves. This lacks of originality. They're doing what they were told to do, and that's the problem I have with it. I don't see these guys up there talking about, all right, look, this is how we strengthen the economy. This is how we put, you know, jobs out there. This is what we have to do. No, it's about, okay, what is it you want us to do? Then we go and do it because you bankroll the campaign.
I'm gonna guess if I were to pull the finance reports for McMillan and Ajima and Bulger and others, what I'm going to find is these American Legislative Executive Council folks are donating to their PACs and donating to their campaigns. I'm probably going to find that they've been whining and dining them, taking them to lunch, taking them to dinner, flying them to these different conferences they go to. I'm sure I'm going to find that. My concern is, and organized labor has got their hands full right now trying to deal with all this stuff. But we also need to kind of go back and, you know, and I do a lot of public speaking, Harvey, as you know. In fact, I run into you at a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we have to own as Democrats is we kind of allowed this to happen. Do you feel that unions have some culpability in this as well?
Yeah, because you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I don't care if I get in trouble, but you get what you see what you get. I'm going to tell it the way it is. There were a couple of unions out there who went and they supported Governor Snyder. And they've also written checks to Republican House members and Senate members. So my only question to them is, boys, do you like what you see? Get ready, especially the police officers, because they're the ones that are very conservative. And they decided, yeah, well, we're gonna maintain this and we're going to support these guys. Really? How do you like it, boys? Because at some point, there's going to be a right to work in your municipality. And if you don't like it, well, guardian alarm, I get your job.
Well, as we speak, literally right now, in the city of Taylor, two firehouses are being inventoried and equipment is being, literally as we speak, is being moved out. They have laid off, I don't know, I lost count in Taylor, but I know they've laid off a couple dozen firemen, a couple dozen policemen, easily, if not more than that. This is happening in municipalities all over the state of Michigan. They're all laying off firemen. They're all laying off policemen. And, you know, I just don't understand. I really don't understand how their unions aren't screaming bloody murder right now. They're supposed to have influence. They wrote pretty big checks. I mean, really big checks to these folks.
Yeah, I agree. And, again, my question to them is, do you like what you see? Do you like what you're getting? Because I thought that you guys had all this sway. I thought you guys had all this swag with the governor, and I just read something that the governor said if, you know, the legislation came across his desk, he'd sign it. Well, what happened? I thought you guys had a in with them.
You know, the governor's gotten really good at saying nothing at the same time saying everything. What's his answer to everything is, well, we're going to let it go through the legislative process. Which is his way of saying, of course, I'll support anything they put in front of me.
Yeah, it's all coded language.
Yeah, it is all. Well, you said earlier, and you were right, they know how to use the English language. There's no question that's true. Let's turn our attention towards something that I know you're very passionate about, the Homes Youth Training Act. Tell me a little bit about that, Harvey.
Well, good. Thank you, Tony. I am working on a piece of legislation now to modify what's called the Homes Youth Full Training Act, HYDA. What HYDA is, it's a program, if you will, that allows the judge discretion. If you are 17 to 21 and you've committed a felony act that is not drug, not violent, or sexually related, then the judge can say, okay, this is your first time offense. I'm going to sentence you under HYDA. And under HYDA, we're not going to send you to prison because why should, you know, Michigan taxpayers pay $35,000 a year to house you in there when we can keep you out here? We'll just put you on a tether. And you go through regular checkups with your probation officer. And, you know, if you don't have any type of interaction with the police, then you walk away without a felony. Well, my idea is, well, why not extend that to 26? Now, from 21 to 26, you're an adult. You ought to know better. This isn't your first time. This is probably the first time you've gotten caught. So let's not gild the lily, as they say. So under my new requirement, what I would ask the judge to do, if you're going to sentence these guys on the HYDA, I want to see a higher level of community service out of these guys. For instance, let me use Detroit, because I represent Detroit. Let me use Detroit specifically. There's a lot of trash that needs to get picked up. There's a lot of grass that needs to get cut. There's a lot of abandoned homes that need to get knocked down. And the city of Detroit doesn't have two nickels rubbed together. So you've got a bunch of guys sitting around who aren't going to prison anyway. So why not slap a tether on them and tell them, look, every day you're not a flight risk because you're going to go home at the end of the day. Every day, you got to give me X amount of time, or every month you have to check in X amount of time. You have to report to the white van, put on the orange vest, you got to go on the community, you got to do some work. And whatever sentence you get, depending on how the judge works out the math with you in terms of time, if you can not get in trouble, if you show improvements in your life, if you can get out there and do the job right, not only will we take time off your sentence, will also let you walk away without a felony. This is huge, Tony, because if you look at the future and you know that if we're going to get jobs and our economy is going to rebound and the job creators start flooding the market with all kinds of jobs, by our own standards, we're unemployable. 1 in 3 people in the city of Detroit have a felony. 1 in 6 people in the state of Michigan have a felony. So if I'm a job creator, why would I go to Michigan when the people there are unemployable? So I'm working on the legislation. What I did, I drafted it, and I went over to Bill Rogers, who represents, I believe, the Brighton area. And he tends to be very conservative. And I told him, I said, Bill, I want you to take this piece of legislation. I want you to destroy it. I want you to find everything wrong that you can with this piece of legislation. I want you to read it. When you read it, have a chip on your shoulder. Put an ugly face on. And then when you find everything that's wrong, bring it back to me so I can check it out to see how I can fix it, how I can address it. And Tony, I got to be honest with you. He's been a gentleman. And he says, look, Arv, this is what I'm concerned with. This is what needs to be worked on. Can you address these issues? So we're working things like that out. And so I firmly believe that by the end of the year, I have a solid piece of legislation that people will respect and say, hey, we need to move in this direction.
Well, we do need to move in that direction. Number one, it would save a ton of money. I mean, it really would save a ton of money. But beyond that, we'll take the break and come back. There's some still self-esteem issues. You know, there's this thing about redemption. I think Bert Johnson taught me a little lesson in that. And I don't know if I shared with you did I share that with you?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, so I think that I learned a little bit about that in the process. And so let's talk about that because I think that often we're so quick to accuse and not give people that second chance. Harvey Santana, state representative from the city of Detroit, is with us. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. We'll take the break and we'll be back. Stay with us.
I know this is unpopular. We had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing. We would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
Share your table?
This coffee house is a little too crowded.
Thanks. What'd you get?
Colombian extra bold.
Hazelnut, half calf.
I smell some flavored syrup.
Okay.
You know, the Mr. Coffee single serve with Keurig brewing technology gives you the coffee flavor you like at home.
Really?
Yep. The convenience of a single cup with the coffee house variety.
Can we have coffee in peace and quiet?
All the flavors we love? We're out of here.
Bring the coffee house to your countertop, only from America's leader, Mr. Coffee. We're just brewed that way.
Recently on First Shift,
Steve Cooper with the We Party Patriots. How important do you think social media is to organize labor today?
Incredibly important. I think you're seeing galvanized movements globally, and it's taking hold, obviously, in the States as well. The thing with social media is that it has to be a necessary component because you know that the next guy is doing it, and if he's not yet doing it, he's going to be doing it, so you want to make sure you beat him to that punch.
So that hashtag #OneU, when I put that at the end of a tweet, what does that do with regard to getting my message out to more people?
Well, the hashtags, they essentially act as a kind of filing cabinet within Twitter. You can now follow a sort of stream of union consciousness, and the key to that happening is everybody knowing where to gather, essentially where to meet and talk about this. We're trying to provide that sort of unique voice to get more and more people involved.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, State Representative Harvey Santana is with us. We're talking about the Homes Youthful Training Act, or HYTA. Is that what you
mean? HYTA.
HYTA. Self-esteem. I would think that in and of itself, Representative Santana, would be reason enough to do this. Now, there is this. The program already exists. You're looking to expand it.
Yeah, it already exists. All where I'm trying to do is expand it and make a category for people between the ages of 21 and 26, because, Tony, look, we're closing down a prison here in Detroit.
Right,
okay?
The Mound Prison.
Mound Correctional. And so you look at a $2 billion a year prison budget, no one's getting corrected. There's no reform taking place. There's no rehabilitation. So if we're going to make people repay their debt to society, let's make sure they do it in a productive way. And let me be clear, if you mess up, you know, let's say you're a 23-year-old who gets pinched for writing bad checks or credit card fraud or something like that, and you're working, I don't want you to lose your job. But by the same token, I need you to do something out in the community. If you're in college and you get caught up doing something like that, I don't want you to stop going to school. I need you to get that degree. But by the same time, your community also requires you to repay your debt for the errors that you have made upon them.
No, I think that makes sense, you know, Harvey, at a very real level, and I would think, you know, that one of my concerns. So let me ask you this question: is, you know, we wouldn't be eliminating municipal workers' jobs?
No. I sat down with the AFL-CIO lobbyists and I told them, look, what is it that would offend you guys, and let me know. And so we had our discussion. The way we're framing this and what we're putting in the language is that if you can do this in the correctional facility, then you can do this out here. So all we're doing is cutting and pasting the language that already exists and including it in here so it doesn't offend anybody. Because the last thing I want to do is, you know, get somebody from AFSCME calling me and say, hey, you took my job and you're getting free labor out of these, you know, inmates and whatnot. No, that's not what we're doing.
And I think that's a fair concern. I really do. I think that's a fair concern.
But that's part of the public policy making process, okay? One of the things I did is I took the draft and I went to every single interest group that I knew was going to start chopping this thing up and gave it to them. Said, what do you like and what don't you like? Bring it back to me. And what you find out is that there's a lot of good ideas that come from other places that you start baking into this thing. But you have to make sure it's kind of like, if you ever watch these TV shows and they have the FBI guys and then they have all the crime family and they're drawing all the connections. Well, it's just like that. You know, I put all the groups up on a wall and I started drawing lines and what their interests were and how to pull all this stuff together. But I don't introduce legislation that's not going to pass. When you see Harvey Santana introduce a piece of legislation, it's because I know it's going to head somewhere. It's going to get to the governor's desk. Other people will introduce 25 bills and none of them go anywhere. I'm going to introduce a few, and they're all going to get signed.
All right, we're going to go to the phones again if you want to join us. 888-552-3595. Amir in Detroit joins us again on First Shift. Amir, thanks for punching in with us this morning. You're on the air with State Representative Santana.
Good morning, Mr. Santana, State Representative, and Mr. Trippiano. I just want to know, with this legislation, the main reason why, for the reason people getting problems, no opportunity, lack of education. So why don't we tie some type of job skills training to this where they can, like a company, or hire one of the young men or women who gets in trouble and basically give them job skills and training and they get bigger tax breaks or something.
Amir, I agree with you.
Keep them out of that.
I agree with you. And again, legislation like this takes a while to pull together because I got to get the right people at the table to have this discussion. And I'm going to make a confession. I'm no smarter than most people out there. The only difference between me and people out there, I believe, is that I have a lot of drive and ambition to, you know, successfully accomplish and negotiate an objective. What I want to do is bring all these people to the table and say, how do you do this? I don't know how to create this program. I don't know how to pull all the nuts and bolts of this thing together. But what I do know how to do is get people from the other side to look at this thing and say, you know what? We can roll with this. We can move this.
Okay.
But I it takes a while, Amir. What ends up happening, Amir, let me tell you how this all goes down. Mm-hmm. You have this piece of legislation in your hand. You're walking down the hallway. You see somebody. You grab them. You have a quick 10-minute discussion with them about what it is, what happens. And then a week later, you're still chasing that person down to see if they followed up on the legislation you gave them. Sometimes you're having conversations in the back room. Sometimes it's in the bathroom. Sometimes it's in your office. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's walking to the Capitol. Sometimes it's on the House floor. If you turn on the internet and you watch us on TV, all those conversations, those are politicians talking to each other, trying to get something moved one way or the other. You're either selling something or you're being not sold on something. So this process takes a while. And to be honest with you, I'm glad that in politics, legislation takes a while. Because what you discover is that when the special interests get involved, they'll make you whatever it is they want you to be. They will influence the process however they choose to influence the process. So I'm glad that it gets dragged out, and I'm glad, you know, you have to have these long-winded conversations because it flushes things out.
All right, go ahead, Amir.
Some legislation that take long is legislation to do anything positive because everything they're doing now, it don't seem like it's taking too long to get put in place.
And,
but my thing is just during your discussions, talk about that part of it because that'll be more beneficial to one, us, the state of Michigan, two, us, the people of Michigan, and three, to be better businesses because where are these jobs going to go? Who's going to do these jobs? We're going to have to bring people in from overseas to do jobs.
Well, Amir, think about this, and you're absolutely correct. With the prospects of building a new bridge to Canada, that's 10,000 immediate jobs. Who are we going to hire? And then there's 40,000 jobs in a ripple wave effect that can come out as a result of this thing. So, again, if we're going to build a bridge, and if I've got a ready workforce of people who don't have felonies and who are unemployed right now and are just waiting for the next thing to happen, those guys need to get a job. But by the same token, if we're not helping the guys at the bottom, they're gonna be the ones that break into your house when you buy that brand new TV. So I'm trying to handle this from all different angles.
Yeah. All right. Well, Amir, thank you as always for your thoughtful call. I do appreciate that. Well, you know, it just seems interesting when we're talking about good, positive, proactive legislation. It takes time. When we're talking about destructive legislation, what we did with the budget and having to go back and fix it, what we're doing with welfare, and I'm actually hoping we're going to come back and fix that one. That's my prayer anyway. It just seems to me that the more thoughtful we are, the better the policy is. Does it make sense to you? I mean, I'm not a lawmaker, so I don't know that makes sense.
I'll give you a quick story. The first 2 months in office, I was given this big piece of legislation called the Michigan Telecommunications Act. I had no clue what this thing was. I read it twice, couldn't understand it. And then when you find out what it is at the end, they want to pull all of these sections out. Well, that's all the regulations that protect consumers.
And so I looked at John Conyers. I said, Mr. Conyers, now I know why we need a man that served 24 consecutive terms in office in D.C. He goes, why is that? I says, because the stuff is so complicated, it takes 48 years to understand it.
Absolutely. Harvey Santana, thank you again. We'll look forward to seeing you the beginning of November. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break for the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Still working some accidents out there on the freeways. 75 southbound at 9 mile. We have an accident there on the shoulder. Traffic is backed up to 12 miles. 696 eastbound at 75. We have an accident there on the shoulder as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Tonight, mostly cloudy still, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, the sun comes up. Get used to it. A high near 71. It's going to be sunny all week. Right now, it's overcast and 51 at Detroit Metro Airport.
1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trubiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, Amanda Knox made a personal appeal to have her murder conviction overturned. Knox told an Italian court she did not kill her roommate Meredith Kircher and disputed the claims made by prosecutors.
I am not what they say I am.
La perversione, la violenza.
Perversity, violence.
That was Knox speaking through a translator. CNN legal analyst Paul Callan says Knox will have to wait several hours for the verdict.
It's a short wait for Amanda Knox, who's been serving almost 4 years in prison for a crime she says she did not commit. American college student, you know, you go over on that junior year abroad, the most exciting thing in the world, and then a month later you're locked up for murder.
An American is one of three people who have won this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine. CNN's Cheryl Castro says today's announcement kicks off a week of Nobel Awards.
American Bruce Beutler shares this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine with two others for their work on the immune system. Beutler and Jules Hoffman were named by the Nobel Committee for, quote, their discoveries concerning the activation of innate immunity. The other half of the award goes to Ralph Steinman for, quote, his discovery of the dendritic cell and its role in adaptive immunity.
The man accused in an alleged plot to blow up the Pentagon using model airplanes is due in court for a detention hearing in Massachusetts today. The suspect was indicted by a federal grand jury last week. The St. Louis Cardinals came back from a 4-0 hole to beat the Phillies 5-4 and tie up their National League Division Series. Cards manager Tony La Russa says his team never gives up.
If you watch us play a lot of time, we're not perfect, but we try perfect. And we were going to play it out in baseball. You know, you get a base hit here and put ball in play, good things happen.
Also Sunday, the Brewers beat the Diamondbacks, and the Tigers won in New York, beating the Yankees. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining constant contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
First trading day of a new month. That usually means auto companies post their U.S. sales totals from the previous month. We do not usually get sales numbers this early in the morning, but this hour, Chrysler already is posting its news, and it's pretty good. Chrysler Group U.S. sales higher by 27% versus September of last year. Biggest sales gains for Chrysler-branded cars and Ram-branded trucks, but all brands, including Dodge and Jeep, enjoyed double-digit sales increases. Congress and the White House are rolling out the red carpet for users of gold cards. Government actively luring shoppers from cash-rich countries such as India, China, and Brazil with coupons, beauty pageants, even promises of visa reform to help out our economy with spending sprees. National Retail Federation says these overtures likely will translate into 1.3 million new jobs and more than $850 billion for the U.S. economy over the next decade. Stock futures are soft. S&P futures losing 3 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
And good morning, everybody. It is the third and final hour of this First Shift program on this Monday morning. I hope you're all doing well. Keep in mind, if you want to join us at any time throughout the program, you're always welcome to do that. 888-552-3595. I want to thank State Representative Harvey Santana for a spirited hour. We always enjoy having him on the show. And again, he's with us the first Monday of every month, so that you know, you can plan on that. With that said, let's go ahead, give me my introduction, and we'll get going in this hour.
The Michigan Democratic Party chairman, Mark Brewer.
Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And we do turn our attention toward the chairman himself, Captain My Captain. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Tony. Glad to be with you, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. Well, let's see. We got a lot to get to this morning. Let's start with the governor's trip to China. You know, first of all, what are we? Any feedback, Mark? Are we hearing anything? Did he bring back jobs? What's going on?
Absolutely not. You know, he spent 10 days abroad. Lots of press releases, Tony. But you search high and low through the press releases and the press stories to find a single report of any jobs created on this trip. So it's a big fat zero for the people of Michigan. I'm thinking of printing T-shirts, Tony, that said the governor went to Asia, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt, and it was made in China.
Yeah. Mark, I guess I'm just kind of curious. We talked about the trip last weekend, and, you know, I don't know, did the taxpayers pay for this trip?
You know, I don't think so, Tony, except to the extent, obviously, that we're paying the salary of all the state employees who went with him. I believe the trip itself was privately funded. But again, you know, you're paying the salary of these state workers. The governor spends 10 days abroad, and we've got all these pressing problems here in Michigan. Still not a single piece of job-creating legislation passed in Lansing or signed by the governor. And he comes back empty-handed. Just another disappointment for us here in Michigan.
And, well, it is a disappointment, especially, Mark, for those people that continue to be not only underemployed but unemployed. And, you know, Mark, it seems to me when we take a look, and we talked to some degree with State Representative Santana about this, you know, October 1st, lots of horrible things happened. One of them is some deserving people were taken off the welfare rolls. We know soon enough these people will be taken off food assistance. You know, we're not talking just about adults here, Mark. We're talking about children. So while the governor's off gallivanting internationally, people here at home are suffering greatly. And you really do need to ask yourself, what are the priorities of this governor?
Oh, that's right, Tony. I mean, you're right. The vast majority of the people affected by the cutoff were children. A lot of single parents, some of whom have never worked or haven't worked in the workplace in years. And, of course, unemployment, over 11% in this state, has gone up since Snyder has been governor. So to simply say to those folks, go find a job, you're on your own, is just completely unfair and wrong, because there are no jobs out there for them to get. It's kind of thing we talked about again, Tony, you've mentioned this repeatedly on your show, that the governor is nothing more than a bean counter. To him, it's all about dollars and cents, and the human cost, the increasing human cost of what he is doing, seems not to matter.
Well, there is a human cost to this, and it just seems to me that, Mark, as we take a look, in fact, I have in front of me, and again, for the audience, because maybe I'm, you know, spending a lot of time focusing on this, but we're talking about, Mark, a series of bills that would continue to weaken organized labor in this state. And the question that we ask ourselves, which to me it would be an obvious question when it comes to priorities, should the legislature be focusing on anti-union legislation, or should they be focusing on pro-people policy? I think it's a simple question.
Very simple, Tony. I mean, there's no question of what's going on in Lansing. It's punitive political payback. That's all it is. People are settling old scores against the labor movement, against unions, against public employees, and it doesn't advance the cause here in Michigan at all. It doesn't create a single job. It doesn't bring us together like the governor claims he wants us to do. It's simply, you know, grudge-settling political scoring. But that's what we're getting out of the Republicans in Lansing while all these terrible problems in the state continue to fester.
Well, you know, and it also seems interesting to me because we're forcing through, I mean, at a record pace, legislation. I'll take for an example the new tax scheme, which I think technically could be a Ponzi scheme for the governor's $1.8 billion gift to corporations. Mark, when we take a look at that, and then we take a look at the way they went about doing it, and then the legislature had to go back in and close some loopholes and fix things, but they were so quick to put that through. A good bean counter, I mean, this is simple math. A good bean counter doesn't do things that way. A good accountant, and let's just assume for a second that the governor is accountable to the people. He doesn't seem to be, but let's assume that he is. Somebody that's accountable, Mark, isn't pushing through legislation that you have to go back later on and fix. Seems to me that more concerned about going fast than doing right.
I think that's right, Tony. I mean, I think a lot of what we've seen out of the government and the legislature the first several months is it's about looking like they're doing something. Now, they are doing some things. You know, they're giving $2 billion tax giveaway to corporations, big banks, and insurance companies, and nobody can point to a single job that's been created by that massive tax shift off of business. 86% tax cut at the state level for businesses and corporations shifted onto the rest of us. Nobody can point to a single job created like that, but right, they've rammed it through so fast, Tony, with so little accountability, so few hearings, that now they got to go back and clean stuff up. I think it'll be years before we find out what's actually in those bills and the terrible effect that's going to have on Michigan.
Well, you know, again, this is just, it makes, in so many different levels, this just makes no sense. And again, we're talking about priorities. You know, Mark, I think you said this multiple times, and maybe with the last time as well, but it certainly bears repeating. This governor sold us a bill of goods, at least sold some people a bill of goods. Had he had run on what he was really going to do, would people actually have voted for this guy? And the answer has to be no.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, there have been polls actually done on that, Tony, that have shown that. And as you talk to people all around the state, as I do, I'm out on the road all the time. And it's not just Democrats, independents, even Republicans, who said, you know, he never told us he was going to raise taxes on seniors. He never told us he was going to cut $1 billion out of public education and give a $2 billion tax gift to corporations and big banks. Had he described all that and said, that's my agenda in 2010, I think the election result would have been very different.
Well, it would have been very different. I can't fathom, and I'm sitting here remembering the rally I went to in Lapeer, Mark, this summer, where this woman gets up and they did this little kind of like open mic thing at the end of the rally, and she's got very emotional. She started crying, and she said, I don't want people to be angry with me, but I voted for Governor Snyder. And, you know, my heart just broke, Mark, because she says, I feel like I've been lied to, that I've been betrayed. And those are the words. I'm not making those words. Those are the words she used. I was lied to. I was betrayed. I voted for somebody, and he didn't end up being who he purported to be. These are real voters. These are real people that have real problems, Mark.
Oh, that's right, Tony. You hear those words, lied to, betrayed, misled, all over the state. Every corner of the state that I travel to. And look, I'm the chair of the Democratic Party. People are not inclined to come up to me and say that kind of stuff, but I'm hearing it out there. So if I'm hearing it, you know that sentiment is very widespread. And the same thing with true of many of these legislators. These legislators didn't campaign on massive tax cuts for business, cutting public education, cutting revenue sharing, laying off cops and firefighters. And so people are being very misled when it comes to the legislative agenda as well.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that a little bit earlier this morning. As we speak in the city of Taylor, they're closing two fire the firehouses today. They're inventorying. They're going to be selling some of that stuff. Some of these folks get laid off. Some of them move to another house. But, Mark, I happen to know one of the things, and I don't need to be an expert in fire policy to know this. There are two parts of the community in Taylor that will not have as swift as service as they did yesterday, because you don't close two firehouses in the same community and expect the same level of service. Just not going to happen.
No, I mean, and that's all about distance, Tony. I used to represent firefighters before I became party chair, and it's all about distance to the fire, response time, and a city as large as Taylor, it's just unfathomable to me that you're going to have one fire station. I mean, that's just a nightmare waiting to happen.
Wow, this is just, Mark, I just never thought, you know, and it seems like with every passing week, there's one more level of dismay, of despair, of disgust. I cannot believe that it continues to be our reality. We need to take a quick break here. Mark Brewer is with us. He's the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. A lot to get to before we let him go today. When we come back, see how early on Senator Debbie Stabenow is doing over her rival, at least the top tier, if you will, on the Republican side, Pete Hoekstra. Also, the party, it wants your ideas, wants your creativity, wants your leadership at a conference that's coming up in November. We're going to talk about that, so you're going to want to stay right where you're at. And as always, if you care to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the break and be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Some isolated showers out there as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, the sun comes out. We'll have a high in the lower 70s. Right now, there's some rain, and it's 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only. Store for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Richard Bernstein, and I'm just so happy to have you back on the program today.
Tony, the pleasure is mine, and thank you so much for doing this show. Your voice and the work that you do is so desperately needed that it really is. It's just a privilege for me to be a part of a show that's out there really spreading the voice, spreading the word the way that you are.
He's my publicist now, by the way, folks. Richard Bernstein is now my publicist. You know what?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mark Brewer is with me, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. We are going to go to the phones. If, again, you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Mark, let's welcome Gerald in Royal Oak to the program. Gerald, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Good morning, Tony and Mark. Question I have, I was listening to the radio, NPR, and then they were urging people to vote November 8th on legislation for voting rights or whatever. But they never said what it was about and stuff, and I was wondering if you guys knew anything about it.
You said legislation on voting rights?
Yes, yeah, they or legislation or whatever. And I was just wondering if you heard anything or knew anything about it.
Well, Mark, Mark Brewer, I don't know what he's referring to. I don't recall anything, any issues that's specifically designated to the Voting Rights Act. Are you aware of something?
No, not here in Michigan. I mean, we've got very important municipal elections coming up, and I'd urge all your listeners to make sure they get out and vote in municipal elections because they make very important decisions at the municipal level in the state. But there's nothing on the ballot here this November 8th which would affect voting rights. There may have been a story about what's going on in some other states, Tony, because there are some terrible moves by the Republicans to restrict voting rights going on in other states, but nothing here. So far in Michigan.
Yes, thank God. All right. Well, Gerald, thank you for the call. Mark Brewer, let's turn our attention now to Senator Debbie Stabenow and her one of her opponents anyway, Pete Hoekstra. Seems to me that the polling shows us that he is obviously doing quite well amongst other Republicans. But how's he doing as he fares? How does he fare against Debbie Stabenow in that same polling?
Well, it's very interesting, Tony. A poll that the Republicans didn't want to come out and got leaked last week. This is a poll by a Republican firm that shows Debbie Stabenow with a 15-point lead over Pete Hoekstra. So that's very encouraging, but we're still a long way from the election. I'm sure the Republicans are going to come here with millions and millions of dollars in this, Citizens United soft money to attack her. But that's very encouraging news about a year out from the election.
Yeah, unfortunately... Unfortunately, the money is going to play a big role in this. And I don't know that this is still true. But there was some talk that they would target the Republicans would target Debbie Stabenow's seat. Is that talk still out there, Mark?
Yeah, it is, Tony, because the Republicans have a goal. It's funny, I was on a program yesterday with Grover Norquist, who's in Michigan, and he talked about this race. This race is an important part of the Republican strategy to get to 60 votes. In the U.S. Senate, they can't get to 60. They think they can get a majority, but they can't get to 60 without beating Debbie Stabenow. So we've got to make sure that we stay out there. She's doing a terrific job fighting for the auto industry, fighting for alternative energy. We put up a website last week called HoekstraHoax.com, which I'd encourage your listeners to go visit, which talks about Pete Hoekstra's record of supporting Wall Street and supporting the excessive compensation we've got there. He's even said, Tony, catering to the Tea Party, as he does, that he would repeal Wall Street reform if he gets elected. So the voters face a very stark choice here between Debbie Stabenow, a fighter for the middle class, a fighter for the auto industry, and Pete Hoekstra, who spent his entire career fighting for special interests in Washington. So this is a race that's going to remain very, very important. People should not relax and get complacent, despite the encouraging news of these poll numbers.
Yeah, and I just want to remind this audience that Debbie Stabenow is one of those rare politicians that is comfortable, whether it's the west side of the state, the upper peninsula, the lower peninsula, southeast Michigan, Port Huron. She has friends everywhere. There's a reason for that. She's helped a lot of people. Mark, last but not least this morning, coming up in the beginning of November is the Fall Issues Convention. Let's talk a little bit about that. And I know that you recruited Jocelyn Benson to help you with this.
Yes, Saturday, November 12th in Lansing at the Lansing Center, open to all party members, and you can join the party that day, but it's a free event as long as you're a member of the party. We're getting grassroots activists, leaders, elected officials together from all around the state to talk about our issues agenda, Tony, in response to what we're seeing in Washington and Lansing, and put together our plans of what we would do if we were in charge to take that to the people of Michigan. This is going to be an opportunity for people to talk to each other, not sit there all day and listen to speakers talk at them, to interact and have input and develop a democratic program, a progressive democratic program for the entire state. So I hope people will come and join us.
Well, let me, and Mark, don't take this the wrong way, but, for those people that might criticize the party for not being open to ideas, I would think this is in response to that, is it not?
Absolutely, and we do a process like this every 2 years, Tony. I mean, what we do in this convention will find its way into our platform. It'll guide my efforts and my staff's efforts in terms of our program in Lansing and Washington. We are very much a grassroots-oriented party. This can be very different from that orchestrated thing on Mackinac Island, the Republicans did a couple of weeks ago. There was no opportunity for grassroots input there. It was the elites of the Republican Party basically talking to each other. So this is an excellent opportunity for grassroots activists and others to have their voice heard inside the party. We were hoping for a good turnout on Saturday, November 12th.
Well, and again, the Republicans would never do something like this. They would never open up their entire platform to anybody that wants to show up that's a member of the Republican Party, Mark. They would just never do something like this.
No, it's not the way they operate. It's very hierarchical and top-down. We really want to hear what people are saying in Joplin, and people working on this convention have been traveling the state, as have I, soliciting input. Encourage people to attend. I mean, again, this is a very grassroots, very democratic, with a small D process, and I can't encourage people enough to take advantage of the opportunity to get together with their fellow activists at a free one-day event on Saturday, November 12th.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, it'll be a lot of fun. I would imagine that there's more information at MichiganDems.com, Mark?
Yes, there is. You can, you know, go to our website. There's also a website specifically for this called EngageMichigan.com. So there's plenty of information available out there. If all else fails, call our office at 517-371-5410. Talk to one of us. Glad to provide information to folks.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like something I need to make sure that I get up to Lansing for. Folks, there will be hundreds of people there, hundreds of like-minded people there. And the one thing I really like about this is this is the one time, really, the one time of the year where the only bad idea is the one you don't bring up. That's true. I mean, this is the time to come.
That's absolutely right, Tony. I mean, you know, before you know it, it'll be the first of the year, and we will really get into the election season, and things will be in full swing. So we want to get folks' input. We want to get their feedback now. Before we turn that corner and head into what's going to be a pivotal election year.
All right, well, folks, this is your chance to really get engaged in democracy. Bring your ideas November 12th, and again, you get more information. And we'll get this stuff up on the Facebook page as well. Mark, that'll have to do it for us for today. I want to thank you, as always, for your time, and we'll look forward to having you back again next Monday.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. We are now open lines for the rest of the show. What is on your mind? I want to hear from you now. 888-552-3595. This is Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Got an accident, 696 eastbound at 75. It's on the shoulder, causing some minor Gawker delay. Same goes for 75 southbound at 9 mile. It's on the shoulder there. Traffic is backed up to 12 mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. You might see a brief isolated shower out there this morning and throughout the rest of the day. Mostly cloudy, a low around 45 tonight. And then tomorrow, the sun comes out, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 70s. Sunshine prevalent and temperatures in the 70s all week long. Right now, there's some light rain falling. It's 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. A dilapidated bridge in Minneapolis was the backdrop for a rally on Thursday intended to push President Barack Obama's jobs bill. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis was joined by Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback and Minnesota Representative Betty McCollum to push for a greater investment in the nation's crumbling infrastructure. McCollum called on the Tea Party representatives in the House to step up and invest in America's future.
We can't do it alone. We need the Tea Party Republicans to realize they can't do it alone either. We have to do it together.
McCollum said the jobs bill is an opportunity to not only reinforce the infrastructure, but also to create much-needed jobs that will put money in the pockets of consumers and get the economy moving again.
The president has given us an opportunity with the Jobs Act to build the infrastructure we need for commerce, to build the infrastructure that we need to compete globally.
The Federal Workers Alliance is a coalition of 22 unions representing more than 300,000 workers. As Doug Cunningham reports, the alliance is forming its own super committee to defend jobs and public services.
FWA Chair Bill Dugan says the alliance is fighting to defend vital services and jobs against irresponsible cuts as the Congressional Debt Super Committee considers deep cuts. Dugan says austerity is not the way to pay down the federal debt. Full employment, combined with slightly higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations, is a better way to resolve both the debt issue and the jobs crisis.
I just have a hard time seeing how reducing a workforce, laying off an additional 200,000, 300,000 or more federal workers, how that's going to help the economy. How is that going to help us to begin to pay down the debt?
Dugan says that slashing billions of dollars from the federal budget could cripple vital services while wiping out badly needed good jobs.
The wealth of services that the government provides, every person in this country has grown to depend on year after year, day after day. So that's why this fight is really more than just the fight of federal unions. This is the fight of every taxpayer in this country.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
3, 1.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. I guess if I turn that button on, you can actually hear me when I talk. Yowza. Welcome back, folks. I'm going to get to a good story here for just a sec, but I do want to get to an email that I got during Harvey Santana's time. This is what's happening. This is the reality of what's happening. And Pam writes, with all the union busting in the state, the one thing that is taking the biggest hit is teachers. Unfortunately, I have a dear friend, a special ed teacher in the Detroit district. She and her family now qualify for food stamps. A teacher that is employed to help with the least among us, and she can't afford to feed her family on her salary. In a state that desperately needs to invest in education, especially in endangered populations, I think this is a sad commentary on our priorities as a people. Now, these aren't my words. These are the words of somebody that lives within the sound of our voices. This is why you need to get engaged in the process of politics and work to change what's happening all around us. All right, this is really a cool little story. I'm all for equality, as most of you know. Most of the listeners know, I'm all for equality. Well, in Pinckney, the football team there is all for equality as well. They actually have a very gifted kicker on their team. Kicker just happens to be female. Well, she had a really, really good weekend. Let's listen to this story, and you'll find out why.
Brianna Amott was already a soccer star at Pinckney High. Then she told her soccer coach she wanted to kick footballs, too.
Her soccer coach talked to me a little bit and said, hey, you know, we've got a young lady who is a good kicker and probably got the best foot in the school. So last spring we met up out here in one day and pulled a ball and a tee out and said, okay, let's see what we can do. And I was impressed.
Brianna's biggest football game was Friday night, homecoming versus Grand Blanc, ranked 7th in the state. A senior, Brianna, got a note at halftime, please come out of the locker room.
Halftime, I ended up actually winning homecoming queen. I was up for nomination, and I never thought in a million years that I would actually win. It was pretty exciting for me.
But the excitement was only beginning. With 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, facing a fourth down, Pinckney Pirate coach Dan Burkholder called for Brianna to attempt a 31-yard field goal. 31 yards would be her career best. Brianna had ice in her veins, and after the timeout, a 31-yard field goal. Pinckney goes on to beat Grand Blanc 9-7. The homecoming queen kicks the game-winning field goal. She was stunned to be named queen, but the kick? Well, that she'd practiced a million times.
So after the timeout, my tee was already set, so I just came out and took my three steps back, two to the side, and my heart was beating super fast at this point. I always freak out before kicks. So I took a deep breath, closed my eyes, wiggled my fingers, and then gave my Kenny a thumbs up for the kick.
The crowd went nuts as Brianna kicked, but she only heard silence.
I was told that they were all cheering. I couldn't hear any of them. I was zoned out because I was so focused on the game. I just really wanted to win.
And they did win, and they beat the number 7 team in the state of Michigan. And just a really nice feel-good story. We're hearing more and more about young women playing on football teams, which I think is encouraging. She happens to be a very gifted kicker, and it's not unusual for somebody that excels at soccer to be a good place kicker. So that's not surprising. That she was elected homecoming queen in and of itself is a wonderful affirmation to the kind of person she is. And all in all, just a good story, and I wanted to share a little bit of positive with you. A little equality creeping into the public school system. I got to tell you, I think that's an awfully cool story. Now, I don't know about you, Jeff. When I was in high school, our place kicker was no big deal. As most high schools, place kickers are really not a big deal.
As far as getting a lot of work and
being
important?
Yeah, they're just not that good.
Well, yeah, they're not that. They don't really normally make a difference. She kicked a 31-yard, game-winning field goal. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And, no, I'm down with it. In fact, I mean, and she, from the looks of it, very, very cute girl, homecoming queen. That's pretty cool all in itself.
Yeah, there was I believe it's a Detroit Northwestern High School or Chadsey High School. They have a female linewoman, if you will, who is quite gifted, has done exceptionally well, and the other team has been shocked to find out at the end of their games that that there's actually a woman. They don't announce it necessarily. Hey, you're playing against a woman. She just happens to be exceptionally good at her position, and that's the way it should be. If you can physically handle the demands of the job on the football field, I think, Jeff, it shouldn't matter what your sex is. Go for it.
How would you feel if you weren't playing football? But your girlfriend was, and excelling in football. Like, your girlfriend is the star of the football team.
I think it'd be cool.
I do, too, but I think some people might be intimidated. Some guys would be intimidated because that's supposed to be their role, and it's not.
Yeah, you know, yes. And I mean, that brings up an interesting, you know, let's throw this out to the audience. 888-552-3595. Non-traditional roles are, as a man or mostly men, as a man, are you threatened by non-traditional roles? If your spouse, significant other, girlfriend takes on a non-traditional female role and excels at it, do you find that you are in competition with her? Are you jealous of her? Are you okay with it? I think that those are the questions to ask yourself. Are you ultimately okay with it? I mean, I am.
I think I would be, but I think I'd also be very conscious of people around me. And I know it, you know, the first thing that someone will say is, it shouldn't matter what anyone else thinks. Well, you know, you can say that, but you can also feel it when you hang around with family and they're like, oh, she's the breadwinner and he's not pulling his weight, you know what I'm saying, with that kind of thing. It might not matter to me in the relationship, but at the family functions, you're just getting those looks or you're getting that attitude from someone.
Well, yeah, you know, if I'm getting it from family, I'm going to guess that they're either joking with me or at least I'm hoping they're joking with me. But, you know, the reality is some people are going to take this stuff more seriously than perhaps they should. And that would make a little uncomfortable. But no, I mean, I really would not have a problem if my woman were to take on a more traditionally male role and excel at it. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. I can see where some guys might. And I can see why, where some guys might take a little bit of stuff for doing that. But, I think ultimately it doesn't matter.
Don't you think it would matter what it is, though? I mean, what we're talking about, place kicker for the football team or lineman, I guess, in one case. But what if it was like lumberjack or tobacco spitter or, you know, something along
I guess at some level that does matter. Yeah, you know, my wife's the champion tobacco spitter. Yeah, I don't know that that's something that I'd be proud of.
What if she's like the state of Michigan arm wrestling champ? Actually, that might not be that bad.
No.
She'd just have a really strong right arm or whatever.
Absolutely. And, I can see, you know, gender identity issues happen in relationships, and certainly even in modern day times, you know, I think that there are, you know, let's simplify it. What if she makes more money than you do?
Then I'm wearing that as a badge of honor myself. Like, yeah, you wish you could find someone who could make, you know, that's how I would look at it, at least.
Okay, so let me, again, by extension, though, you know, let's say that her job becomes a traditional, hey, listen, I'm going to be home late 3 or 4 nights a week because my job demands that of me. Are you okay with that?
I would have to be, wouldn't I?
Well, no, you wouldn't. That's really the point.
I would. I mean, because I like, it's more about, it's about other things than, you know, that. I would. That's how I would look at it.
Well, I would. That's nice to hear you say. I mean, that's nice to hear you say. You know, again, I just, you know, I just think that, you know, my wife works in an industry that is fairly well dominated by men, and so when she gets a little victory in that circle, you know, I'd like to, you know, help her celebrate that because she works very hard. My wife works very hard at what she does, but it's a very male dominated. Well, she works in the steel industry. And it's very dominated by men. And so it's kind of hard to compete with that because they have their own, like a lot of industries, they just have their own way of doing things. And, you know, women aren't necessarily as included as you would think they would be in the year 2011. I know that sounds odd, but, you know, there are still industries that look more at these identities more traditionally. So this little place kicker, God bless her heart, and she is little. She's a tiny thing. I mean, I don't think she weighs 130 pounds. Got one hell of a leg on her, and she happens to be the homecoming queen at the same time. I think it's awesome. I think it's absolutely awesome.
And what a great weekend for her. I mean, a game-winning field goal in and of itself would be like the highlight of anyone's weekend. You know, and then she's also the homecoming queen and probably had a great time over the weekend as well.
Absolutely. By the way, before we go to the break, because I know we're up against the break, the Lions are actually on MSNBC right now. They're national news this morning.
That's nuts.
The Detroit Lions are national news this morning. It feels good.
It feels good, but it's also like, man, it's just it's too much attention too soon. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm kind of leery about it.
We're 4 weeks into the season. Us and the Green Bay Packers are the only two undefeated teams. Yeah, there's going to be some attention to that. Why wouldn't there be? You know?
Oh, I understand. I understand. I just, you know, it's almost like I'm waiting for the, I'm the skeptical guy still, I guess. I'm waiting for the bubble to pop, and I don't want it to, but I'm just leery of it.
Well, it will. I don't know that it'll happen against Chicago or who it'll happen against, but yeah, it's coming. Anyway, we're going to take Roy and Frazier. You're up next, so stay where you're at. We got to take a very quick break here. 3 minutes, and we'll be back. So everybody stay right where they're at. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. We're open lines at the top of the hour. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Cindy Estrada. How are things going with your negotiations with the state?
We're excited because the governor has come out and said that he acknowledges that, you know, here's what we're saying and he's going to look into it. But we can't be an efficient state government when we have so many management. We have a 5.8 to 1, which means for every 5.8 workers, there's one manager, causing the state to be inefficient, which is outrageous.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for great?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, you do need to vote in our daily poll. I'm going to get back to that in just a moment. But I want to get to the phones again. If you'd like to join us, feel free. Now is the time. We're open lines at the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Roy and Frazier to First Shift. Roy, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Tony. Every Monday, or when you have Brewster on for the Democratic Party, I think the
Mark Brewer.
I'm sorry. The message just doesn't get out. You know, when you're talking about Pete Hoekstra, I mean, he opposed the loans to General Motors and to Chrysler. And I think the Democratic Party should be telling people, you know, Chrysler and General Motors would not exist if it was up to Pete Hoekstra.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they put together that new website, HoekstraHoax.com. So it kind of, they kind of outs him for who he really is.
Yeah, and someday I'd like to see you do a program, or at least a segment, where you would have Republicans and Tea Party people call in and explain how they can support voting against the Democrats when they wanted to change the law that gives tax breaks to companies, you know, that move jobs overseas. You know, the Republicans voted 100% against repealing that law.
Yeah, well, they're welcome to call the show anytime. I'd be happy to have them on. You know, when I invite them on, they don't come. Roy, they don't show up. I mean, they don't even take the call. They don't return my call. I try to get Republicans and Tea Party people on the show. They don't want to come on the show under my rules, which are just I get to ask the questions. That's the only rule.
Well, that and bring facts with you. Don't bring just things that you make up.
Well, I don't even have that as a rule. But they understand. I think it's implied, but, you know.
We've had that segment a couple of times for Roy's benefit that we've put it out there. Hey, give us a call right now and tell us why you voted the way you did. I remember doing that at least twice, and one time we had a decent amount of calls, but for the most part, yeah, you're right. They don't want to call in.
Yeah, so, you know, it's Roy, it's always available. This is a free speech zone. So if somebody has something to say, you know, now I'm going to hold him, as Jeff said, I'm going to hold him to a certain standard, Roy. But, yeah, absolutely. 888-552-3595. It just seems to me that people don't want to, you know, when they got to tell the truth, they don't want to deal with it. A couple quick announcements. This Thursday, October 6th, from 7 to 8:30, is the next in the line in the series from the Sierra Club, their speaker series, from 7 to 8:30 this Thursday, October 6th, at the Kelly Services Building, 999 West Big Beaver in Troy. And the local Sierra Club presents the free monthly speaker series titled No Child Left Inside, A Movement by Corey Johnson, P.E. You're going to get more information on this at facebook.com/clubSEMG or michigan.sierraclub.org/SEMG. Again, that's facebook.com/clubSEMG or michigan.sierraclub.org/SEMG. And again, that is No Child Left Inside. Also, and we're going to be interviewing somebody on this on Thursday's show, but Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock in Royal Oak at the Royal Oak First United Methodist Church, there is a march to support a withdrawal from Afghanistan. Money for Jobs, Not War. It will mark the 10-year anniversary of our involvement in the Afghan war. And so they're asking people to come out at 5 o'clock. The walk to City Hall will be at 5:30. You can bring signs, or there will be some that you can use that will be provided. And after a decade abroad, it's time to invest in our economy at home. It's time to fund jobs, not war. Books, not bombs, windmills, not weapons, healthcare, not warfare, and join the United Peace and Justice as we ask why spend $5.7 billion for the Afghan National Police at the same time the cities like Royal Oak lay off police officers. It's a pretty fair question, don't you think? It's this Thursday, October 6th. Please, hang in there, folks. If you want to go to that, all you have to do is show up. But we're going to be interviewing somebody from United Peace and Justice, or Detroit Area Peace and Justice Network, on Thursday's show. So look forward to that. But if you want to plan that, now's the time to do that. That's Thursday at 5. And then on Friday, October 21st, this is going to be a blast. The Community Democratic Club of Canton is sponsoring their annual spaghetti dinner, which is, by the way, quite delicious. But they have a special guest speaker, Michigan Governor, not exactly Rick Snyder, will be interviewed by not exactly Jon Stewart from not exactly The Daily Show. All you can eat spaghetti. It's going to be at the Burton Manor in Livonia. For tickets, just call 734-464-4226, 734-464-4226, or email comdemclub, comdemclub, at yahoo.com. comdemclub at yahoo.com. I have to go out of town that weekend. Or I would definitely be there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Not exactly Governor Snyder being interviewed by not exactly Jon Stewart. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Jon Stewart, by the way, the one that will be doing the interviewing of the not exactly Rick Snyder, is one of the most passionate activists I've ever met in Michigan. This guy so gets it. He really does. He so gets it. It's awesome. He is just awesome. All right, I'm going to try to get last word in here real quick before we leave.
And now, the last word with Tony.
Hope, 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 hope. Hope is the last word. As I was reading the email from Pam about teachers on food stamps, I think with each and every one of these issues, that gives me hope that we are one issue closer to sanity. That we can get you to turn this around. That we can start to recruit the army of volunteers that we will need to defeat the Republicans moving forward. Hope. Hope, ladies and gentlemen. It is something that you can't buy and something that can't be taken away from you. Hope. I've got it, do you? And that is our last word today. Hope. Hope, hope, hope. All right. Wow, this day went by fast. Want to thank my guests, Mark Brewer, Harvey Santana, both great guests. Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union tomorrow. I don't know what Chris has got on his agenda, but we'll be ready for you, I promise. Lots of good stuff coming up. I want to thank Jeff and Anthony and Todd for all the work they do behind the scenes. For you, the audience, because for without you, this just doesn't happen. Of course, off the air, you know how to find me, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at a couple of accidents on southbound 75. The first one at 9 Mile. It's on the shoulder. It's been there a while. Also, one at 12 Mile, and that's where you'll start to see the delays for the one at 9 Mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 66. Slight chance for a shower out there this morning. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 45. And then tomorrow, the sun comes out, a high in the lower 70s. Right now, it's cloudy, 51 degrees at Detroit Metro Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your